Welcome to Live the Fuel.
Welcome to Live
Welcome
the Fuel.
To Live the Fuel. Focusing on health, business, and lifestyle. And now your host, Scott Mulvaney.
Welcome to another Live the Fuel show. So today I've got once again another powerful new co-host for you guys. This gentleman I got to meet live down just outside of Philadelphia a few weeks ago at the DreamCon event, which was a new startup platform that was actually spun off from the MapCon event, the founder of MapCon that I went to last year, which if you've listened to the prior episodes, this is where I went last year when I was first launching this show to surround myself with other powerful podcasters and speakers to help inspire and motivate the launch of this show. So now it's not even a year later. We're already into the 80-some episodes already online. And I've got another powerful new co-host for you because this gentleman was a speaker at DreamCon this year. And this guy rocked the microphone. I also was a speaker, but hands down, and we're going to talk about this. This guy's got, I think, more energy than I got. All right. So you can learn more about him online because his website is his name. It's azukazook.com. He's an author. He's from Nigeria, West Africa. Like I said, he's a powerful speaker. We're going to talk more about that today. So without further ado, Azuka, man, welcome to the show.
Hello, Scott. Thank you so much for inviting me to this show. This is very exciting. I'm fired up. I'm feeling ecstatic. I'm feeling fantastic. I'm just feeling wonderful. Thank you so much for the invitation.
Hey, man, you chose the right words. You're fired up. You're on the right show. Because Live the Fuel stands for Live the Fired Up Epic Life, and you, sir, are doing that.
That's right. Thank you.
Well, I got to say real quick for our listeners, how long did it take you to prepare or, I guess, get used to using that power speech that you gave at DreamCon? Because it's on video, guys. I'm going to find the video. I think Azuka's got it online because I'm going to hyperlink it into the website content when this show airs, because I really want people to go back and click on that and just see the energy. And I'm like, it was just seamless. There was no hesitation. You had all the words just dialed in. And I have a feeling you've been using this a lot.
You are very correct, Mark. This is the thing. As a person growing up in Africa, I realized through the help of my mom that I have this power in me, this energy, this vibe, you know, this integrity, this belief that I can do anything. So my mother enforced that in me. So growing up, middle school, high school, university, and even immigrating to America gave me the opportunity to really, 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 you know, exhibit and show this power to the world, to inspire and motivate people. So to your question, you asked, how long did it take me to craft this speech? To be very honest with you, this speech was crafted 2 years ago.
Wow.
When I got the inspiration to start writing and to start speaking, because I was busy beating about the bush, doing all kinds of things in America. Now, America can be very overwhelming. You know, if you're not careful, you get caught up in different things.
Wait a minute. The USA can be overwhelming?
It can be overwhelming as in it's a big country. And having come from Africa, you know, it's a different ballgame in Africa. You know, a young guy from Africa came to US with $20 in his pocket. Big houses, cars, all kinds of people, nationalities, Japanese, Americans, Indians, Filipinos, Nigerians. It's just kind of overwhelming. But so I decided to craft a speech that would be my signature because I believe in telling stories. Everyone has stories. Everyone on earth watching us today, that watch this video later, that will listen to us, have stories. So my story is a story that is inspiring. Not only inspiring, it's empowering and it's fulfilling to people who are willing to listen to this story. So I crafted that story to reflect my growing up, my lifestyle, my personality, and my belief in line with what I'm doing to create a movement for positive change and gratitude, a movement that has gone global to remind people that they have power inside them. I started using that speech 2 years ago, that intro. And I realized that when I use that intro, I feel emotionally drawn to people. I have people drawing towards me like bees to honey. I have people reacting, wow, this is good. I see people goozing up. In this life, you have to really pay attention to everything around you, the movements of people, their reactions, even the way cars are driven, even the way people move around, even the way animals move. Everything in this life has energy. So when I studied these people that I speak to for the past 1 year and a half and two, I realized that this is my signature speech, and I'm going to use it at the beginning of every speech I give, whether I'm speaking to young ones, speaking to students, speaking in churches, speaking to corporations or to organizations. It's my signature speech. I do it for about 10, 15 minutes. Then I go into the topic of the day. So that speech is really, really inspiring. It's empowering people worldwide. It's making people believe that if this young guy can come from Africa, $20 in his wallet, went to school on food, begged for food in the university, made photocopies of all his books in the university, almost all his books in the university, came to America, and forget about the money aspect, he's an inspiration. People shake my hands and say, you're an inspiration, Azuka. Azuka, I'm so proud of you. I'm happy you came to our church today. I'm happy you are visiting our school to speak. I'll be speaking at a church in Egg Harbor, June 25.
Oh, nice.
Back theater, yes. I'm so excited. So when I started seeing all these reactions from people, I'm like, wow. Remember, not everybody has listened to my speech. There are over 7 billion people in the world. So that's
why I got a long list.
I got a long list, brother. It's something, brother. I got a long list. So that's why I use that signature speech each time I speak. There must be somebody who hasn't had my speech before and who will be inspired by that signature introduction. And then we take it from there to the branch into the topic of the day.
Well, and I want to give you kudos on that, because it's not just, obviously, clearly, you've scripted something that powers you to power other people. And I, hands down, completely back you up 110% as somebody who was sitting in that audience and waiting for my slot in the afternoon to go. And I called you out on stage, too. I was like, dude, I am not going to try and replace the amount of energy you exuded, because I probably would have passed out. And I'm pretty fired up. But I was like, I was still high off of that from the morning. But I think the power of what you're doing is, I want to give you kudos, is that has become part of your brand. And I'm a marketing guy, so I'm always trying to teach people about branding, and you nailed it, man, because you had no idea that 2 years ago, that 2 years later, that would still be a part of who you are. But clearly, as you just said, when you read the audience and you feel the audience, why change that? That has become the foundational footprint to start off all of your conversations.
That's true.
And it works, okay? You wake people up. If they were kind of in or out, maybe their coffee didn't kick in yet, I think they're going to be dialed in off of your energy.
Thank you. I was really humbled and touched when the blind guy, Max, that came from
Max, Texas, crazy.
When Max asked that question, Mr. Zuka, your energy fired me up. I will regret it if I don't ask you this question. If I leave this hall without asking you this question, I will not forgive myself. Azuka, can you be my mentor?
Yes.
He brought me to tears.
Well, before that even happened, he's sitting next to me, and he's listening to your energy and just powered up and the story. And he whispers to me, and he's just like, I think I found my next coach and mentor.
Oh, wow.
And I said, well, then you better approach him. So that was happening in the audience, because I was sitting right next to Max. And I was like, I was already inspired from him, because, again, for our listeners, guys, this gentleman's name was Max, and he's known as the blind blogger, right?
The blind blogger. Yeah. The blind blogger.
And think about this, guys. A gentleman who's been blind most of his life is a blogger. So he's literally writing, or I should say typing, content online that he can't even visually, physically read. So this guy has literally built his life online around what a lot of people would consider a weakness, but he's turned it into a powerful strength.
That's true.
And yet each of us are always, I think, with our strengths, still looking for other new mentorship and coaching. So even him, he can inspire and motivate other people. That woman who came from Lancaster, Pennsylvania, who have known him for a long time online, this was another blind woman who came out to this event just to meet him, because she's been following him forever. So to her, he's her mentor. Yeah. He comes to this event, he's finding a new mentor through you. So it's like, dude, that's the power of going to events. Like, none of us could have expected that.
That's true. And I've been mentoring him. I speak to him. I call him. We chat on Facebook, and he's fired up. The other day, he had a book event in, I think, in upstate New York. And he called me to seek for advice on how to go about the book signing. You know, we also had another session. He needed to learn how he can up his energy, you know, to get himself to feel more confident when he speaks. And it's so exciting. I'm so blessed to have met the blind blogger. I'm so excited.
Well, and I'm excited for him too, because the fact that he actually admitted that that was the first event that he's ever gone and spoken at.
That is true.
So DreamCon literally became a new step in his life.
That's true.
And in that process, because he gathered enough confidence and strength, and maybe that woman helped inspire him because he knew that she was going to be there to meet him. Maybe that's why, another reason that helps push him forward. But if he hadn't have taken that step, he wouldn't have gotten over a new level of confidence building from now speaking to an audience.
That is true.
And then, boom, side effect, he gets to meet you, feels and hears your energy and your power of speaking.
Yes.
And you now inspire him to become a better speaker.
Yes.
That's pretty cool.
I'm so humbled. That's cool.
But that's what I think that's important. Like, you probably talk about this to all the different schools you speak with and travel around to, but I tell to people all the time, I said, listen, where I'm at today with my energy and my speaking, it wasn't always that way. I had to build that from somewhere. Each of us have a different, I guess, level of inward versus outward energy.
That's true.
Just like going to the gym and lifting and working out or improving your diet and your lifestyle, it takes time and it takes energy. It takes steps to keep growing.
Yes.
So even though now he's found you, I'm sure his confidence in speaking is going to improve relatively quickly.
Yes.
But I'm sure you're already telling him, Max, be patient. It's going to take time.
Yes. Let me piggyback off what you just said. I travel extensively. I was in Nigeria, West Africa, my home country, the month of April into May. It's the same principles. When you are starting off something, there are going to be mistakes. There are going to be failures. There are going to be lapses. There are going to be potholes that you need to fill. You don't just start one day to become confident. It takes time. It takes patience. Mm-hmm. I was telling these kids in Nigeria, who is proud of me? They said, me, everybody, Azuka, Azuka, oh, we love you. I said, yeah, I want to be like Azuka. But I started developing this Azuka at a very young age. I started building this personality you see today. The way I talk, the way I speak, the way I walk, even the way I eat, even the way I restructure my mindset. It's a total package. So I built that confidence to be in front of people at my own level at that time, at a young age. Then as I began to get older and older, I made sure I continued to fortify myself with different aspects of knowledge to take my energy to that level. Like I said, when I came to America, it was a little overwhelming. And I didn't just wake up and start speaking, but I knew I had that inner power in me. It's on the inside. But how do I bring out to the world to see, to benefit, so I can be able to contribute something to the world while making some money, taking care of family, and living an excited life of enthusiasm? Well, the first time I got on stage, I was a little nervous, but I knew I can do this. I knew inside I can do this. I was looking at the audience. It was a Dr. Martin Luther King Day of Service in my town, Roselle, New Jersey, USA. They asked me to be the keynote speaker. I stood in front of the public, packed hall. There were senators, assemblymen, mayors, students, teachers, senior citizens. I did my thing. The thing is this, we all have fears. It's a natural force, but don't never allow your fear to be a force. See your fear as a factor of its own, but not as a force. Because if you see it as a force, it can overwhelm your own inner power, suppress your energy, and then you will not be able to live your life to the fullest expressions.
That's a pretty powerful tip.
Yes. I made mistakes initially, but then I kept fortifying myself, reading books, developing myself, meditating, exercising 5 days a week, eating healthy foods. And guess what? My confidence built up.
Wait a minute. Are you trying to tell our listeners that living a healthy, fit life also requires nutrition and exercise?
Yes, it does. From my personal experience, maybe at some point we get to that later, I will tell you. I have a lot of information here for our listeners. You know, so as I began to develop my confidence, before people can throw a piece of paper at me, I got distracted. But when I built my energy to a certain level, I don't care if you are talking or making noise at the back. The thing is that my energy and the power with the enthusiasm with which I speak will never let anyone do anything distracting. So when I realized that I have that magnetic power in me, I took it and ran. They say American kids, they don't listen. The students are all over the place distracted. I've never spoken in any school in America, and all of them have not listened. I did a speech. I'm not trying to blow my trumpet. I'm trying to remind our listeners.
I love the fact you're clarifying these things.
Yes, I'm trying to clarify these things for our listeners to understand that inside every person has, every human being has a certain level of power and energy, you know, that when you harness and bring out to the world, that's when you start living the God in you. I'm a Christian. I bring in God here and there. That's what I believe in. No apologies to no man. When you ignite that God character in you, your energy will peak. Not even peak. Your energy will be so powerful that even the way you walk, people are like, whoa, this guy's got something in him. He's living life. As compared to people who are not excited about life.
What you're speaking about is energy. And what people have to understand is that our human body, we are a walking power plant of energy at the cellular level. Like you just talked about faith and religion. Yes. I can bring in the science piece of that. Like at the cellular level, your cells have what's called mitochondria. They're little power plants. Now you multiply that times thousands and thousands of cells. We are a walking, powerful sack of energy, if you will.
I call it dynamo. A walking dynamo.
How are you tuning your cells? How are you tuning your life, your cells, your mindset, your body? Like, what kind of energy are you giving off? And I agree with you because, like, let's be real, ladies or men, if you're listening right now, how many times can you walk into a room and somebody else walks in after you and you watch them come in? You could tell by maybe it's their stride, the power in their step, the confidence of their shoulders being back, good posture.
The facial expression.
Yeah. It's not just the clothing that they wear.
Yes.
It's how you wear that clothing. It's how you move that clothing, how you move the body. I completely agree with you on that.
That's right. Thank you.
People need to understand those things because there's a term that people throw around. I'd love to get your opinion on this term.
Yes.
A lot of people online nowadays throw around the term of, you know what, when you're new and you're trying to build yourself, you're building a brand, it's going to take a little while. So at least in the beginning, people say, you know what, sometimes you got to fake it till you make it.
Yes.
And it's an interesting term because I actually agree and disagree with it. But the reason why I agree is because in the beginning, a lot of us are maybe a little insecure. Maybe they haven't found that power that you're talking about, or they haven't found that mentor to draw that power out of them. Guess what? If that means you got to fake your confidence just to bring your own power out, then do that.
Yes.
Walk around, set your shoulders back, be proud of who you are. Even if on the inside, you know, you're questioning yourself.
That's right.
Then question yourself, but at least put that power out there, because the more times you do that, you won't have to fake it till you make it anymore, because it'll become part of who you are.
It becomes automatic, because one thing you have to understand is this. If you have to fake it to make it, it's real. It works. Anything you do for 21 days becomes a habit. If you try to fake it and fake it and fake it for 21 days, before you know it, it becomes automatic.
I agree.
So you won't have to fake it anymore. It becomes part of you. It becomes your brand. So you're very correct on that.
Well, and I haven't actually finished the whole book yet, because I've had numerous authors on the show, and I've got a library back there.
I see that.
It keeps growing. Ever since I launched the podcast, it keeps growing. I literally had to buy a new bookcase over here because it was getting too messy up top there. So you know what I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking about. I have my library right there.
I have your Audible book because I travel so much. Yes. I can crush books faster.
Yes.
On Audible. So first of all, kudos to you for not just writing a book, but actually doing the digital, because I tell people all the time, in the modern era, you got to do both. You got people like me. I want to speed up the content on the app, and I want to digest it. That's just how I'm doing it, and I'm going to listen to it. So again, for our listeners, guys, I want to make sure, and again, we'll have this linked in the show notes for the website, but when you go to azukazuka.com, there's a toolbar and it says books.
Yes.
And when you
yes.
click on that, you'll see his book, The Power to Excel.
I think you're talking about The Power to Excel.
Yes.
And that was my very first book and yes. I have it right here.
There it is. There you go.
Power to Excel.
Reaching for your best.
Reaching for your best.
Yes. So
reaching for your best.
Do you talk about that 21 days in there? Because there's a lot of people and speakers out there who talk yes. about the power of 21 day repetition. So yes. I'm guessing you yes. got that in The Power to Excel.
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Yes.
Now
yes.
why, how did you stumble across the 21 day factor? Because I've also studied that over the years as well. I completely yes. agree with you.
Yes.
And I found that when I ask people that question, people find that 21 day thing through different speakers, through different yes. events, different yes. books. Yes. How did you find that?
I found mine through books. I read a lot of books just like you, you know, as leaders, we should be readers. You know, I read average of one book a month. I'm trying to crush 3 books a month now. You know, despite my busy schedule, and it's fantastic.
I'm up to 2.
Oh, awesome. You can make it happen. I'm doing 3
because
now.
Because yes. of those Audible books. Only because of the Audible books. If I had to physically read, I would yes. never be able to do that.
Yes, I do both. I do Audible. I do physical books, you know, paperback or hard copy. So back to the discussion. I found that 21 day program from books, but I never really, you know, went in depth into studying the principles behind it. But as I started to expand the reach of the books I read, you know, psychological books, medical books, all kinds of journals, you know, newspapers and magazines with useful information, you know, that could help me to up my energy. I started practicing it. I started realizing that from my knowledge of medical science, you know, I realized that in the human brain, that's what's called the reticular activation system. And anything you repeat over and over and over and over for a certain number of days becomes engraved in your subconscious mind. And once this information is engraved in your subconscious mind, the human mind is so powerful. I keep telling people that the greatest structure God gave us is the mind.
Yes.
Because the mind created the aeroplane, the computers, the microphones with which you are talking, you know, the pens, even the my cellular phones, the airplanes, that's the mind. It's not money that created these things. Money is just the vehicle through which the mind and ideas are conveyed.
Money is just a form of matter. Yeah,
it's a form of
and
matter.
We've heard this yeah. term before.
Right.
It's mind over matter.
Mind over right? matter. That's right.
That's what we're talking about yes. here, guys. Yes. Your mindset is everything.
Yes.
If you have the right mindset, the money will come.
Yes.
If you care about possessions, the possessions yes. will come, whatever.
Will
but
come. Yes.
It all starts up top, baby. It's mind.
It's right here. So like I was saying, I started practicing these things. And as I was reading all kinds of medical journals, psychological books and stuff like that, I learned about the reticular activation system of the brain. What it does is this. When you have something you are repeating every day, you are talking about, you want to do this, and then it's similar to the vision board, creating the vision board. The reticular activation system will start getting to work most times over time to start showing you the skills, the opportunities, the means, the ideas, even the people you need to talk to or you reach out to help you bring to fruition this thing you've been repeating and repeating and repeating for these 21 days.
I'm gonna pause you on that. So you're talking about the people. And we've yes. talked about this on the show before. There's a powerful yes. quote from Jim
yes.
Rohn
yes.
about we're the power of the people around us, the yes. we're the average of the 5 people you spend the most time with. So it sounds like you're kind of reinforcing this, guys. Like, who are the people we're surrounding ourselves with? What is that energy you're surrounding yourself with?
Yes.
Right? It does yes. matter who we're surrounding ourselves with.
It matters who you surround yourself with. Normally, as a human being, we're human creatures. We have different kinds of features. People will like your face, like your eyebrows. It's like that of Denzel Washington. They will compare your nose with like that of Obama. He speaks like Azuka. He's handsome like Scott. You know, you know. So people will get drawn to you. People love success. People love confident people. So if you want to change your life and you repeat these things for 21 days and work on it, here we come. The breakthrough has no choice, it will come. The problem is that people are not patient enough. They don't persist enough to keep trying and trying and trying. Sometimes it takes months, sometimes years. So the point is this, you will attract people, all kinds of people, negative, positive, half-baked, vibrant, low energy. So it's left for you to now start sieving like a sieve, screening to know who you pull towards you. who you bring towards you and who you keep in your circle. That's why I support what Jim Rohn said, that you are the average of five people you hang around. Look at it this way. DreamCon, we're just a small niche of vibrant people, young men and women.
All age demographics there, yeah.
But all age demographics, but the energy that is spreading from that program, you can equate it with money.
Exactly.
I became a mentor. I booked 3 podcasts, one from you, one from Amy from Pennsylvania, and yep, then one from Erica. And Erica even had me become her personal coach.
Yeah.
I mean, I coach Erica now. Erica is excited about my energy.
Erica is amazing. She's a powerful woman.
Erica is another powerful woman. She was like, why didn't I meet you all these years? I said, it wasn't designed for us to meet earlier.
Exactly. The universe provides once the energy aligns, right?
Once the energy aligns.
Yeah.
It
and you are right. DreamCon might not have had a massive event yet. Obviously, it was this first year. But you just, like you said, there's probably more energy in that room that I could have equated to the amount of energy in a room that I've been in with 100 to 200 people in, because it was a different demographic. It was a different purpose why we all came together.
It was a different energy, different purpose. You're right.
Because we were all there to help Joe. Yeah. We were all there to help the kids, man.
Yes.
So, and actually real quick for our listeners, guys, and I'll link this in the show notes too, but the reason why DreamCon was put together is just a powerful charity called Give Kids the World. And basically, we all came together for Super Joe Pardo, who's the founder of DreamCon and MapCon, because he's a big Disney buff. He loves Disney. And the Give Kids the World is a partnership program through Disney, giving kids kind of like the Make-A-Wish Foundation, all right?
That's right.
So it's like, hey, man, if we can positively influence the next and the next and the next generations through organizations and events like this, it's just going to amplify that power that you're talking about, Azuka, because now we're building that power plant in little minds, and those little minds still have so much growth yet. Yes. So imagine if we build that energy and that power in a brain half of your or my size, and then by the time they're old enough, that power's explosive. It's subatomic.
It's like a dynamo, boom, it's over.
Yeah, and that's one thing I love about your brand, because again, when people follow you guys, you online, I mean, and guys, again, you can just go to his website, azukazook.com, and you can find him on Pinterest and Instagram and YouTube and Twitter and Facebook. But the point is, like, it's even on Instagram too, like, you're sharing content because this guy, he wants to inspire youth. He's out there talking to kids. He's and actually for the, there you go, we got the YouTube channel too. So he's got a little flyer up here. So again, for the listeners, click on the YouTube feed and you can go back to this spot in the video and you'll see all that feed too. So whether you go to the website, whether you go back to the video here, follow this guy. See what he's doing. I mean, if you're somebody who's just been sitting there and kind of waiting for something to click or fire or that new spark, maybe it's his Instagram feed. Maybe it's not my Instagram feed. Maybe it's his. I don't care. Take action, man. That's what we're talking about here.
That's right. Inspiration without action is useless.
Yes. And actually, Max talked about that at DreamCon. And again, for our listeners, the blind blogger, man, the guy said, like, yeah, I hear a lot about inspiration and motivation, but what is all that worth without action?
Without action.
Yeah. And I loved that from his speech.
I love that.
Yeah. Because I remember you and I talked about that. I knew you'd love bringing that up again, because we were like, man, that was just, again, for his first time speaking.
Yes.
He could have dropped the mic right there.
That's true. He could have been trembling or shaking.
Yeah. I was like, yes.
All these things,
that's exactly what it is, man. Yeah. We can sit there and post all the motivational, inspirational photos and blogs and podcasts all we want.
That's right.
And from reality, 21-day thing you're talking about here, maybe that's what we're talking about, guys. Maybe you change your Instagram feed or your Facebook feed. And for the next 21 days, you post positive, inspiring, and motivational content.
Yes.
Because that's literally you taking action.
Yes. Yeah.
That's what we're talking about.
Yeah. Let me share this with you briefly on the 21 days. You know, I used to go to the gym 3 times a week, you know, because you need physical energy to do this stuff. I mean, you know that already.
You got to keep the body tuned up.
You got to keep the body tuned up, fired up, you know. I used to do 3 times a week, but then at some point I said, I'm going to up this energy. You know, I need to up my energy to build more internal power and endurance, you know, cardiovascular endurance, you know, strengthen my muscles more, develop my core much, much stronger. I started going 5 days a week. I did this for 30 days. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Nice.
Saturday, I do stretching. Sunday, I go to church, I rest.
And that's good. You want to allow the body to recover.
Yes, you want to want the body to recover. So I realized that when I did this about 30 days, 5 days a week, rest in between weekends, Scott, it became like an addiction now.
You reach the new level of energy and you're like, I don't want to lose that.
I don't want to lose this energy. It's so crazy.
You're like, uh-oh. Well, there's a new life chapter.
This is crazy. If it's raining out there and it's pouring, I'm like, I got to find a way to go. Slow my speed, drive more carefully till I get to the gym. Unless there's a snowstorm out there or there's a natural disaster, I can't go. Or there's some kind of reason.
If it's a snowstorm, you're going shoveling.
You go shoveling.
Go shovel your neighbor's sidewalk. That's a workout.
That's a workout. So the point I'm making is this. When I did this for a long time, for 30 days, it became an addiction. And guess what? My energy level increased. I was in Nigeria. People tell me, Azuka, you don't walk. You bounce. I'm telling you, yeah. Not two, not three, not five, not 10. One lady just came to me. I'm like, wow, you have some swag, man. The way you walk, your energy is too intense. I could feel it. So these things, they work. It's 21 days and they work. Whatever you repeat and repeat and repeat over time, it becomes part of you. And once it becomes part of you, don't stop as long as it's something in the line of changing your life positively. I believe strongly that life is about making positive changes every single second of your life, impacting lives, even inspiring somebody by induction. I walk into the gym, people are like, whoa, can I walk out with you?
I
love it, So it's all about... Let your personality be an example, whether you are speaking or you are not talking, you are making any physical movement or not. Let people see something in you. That's what Azuka is all about. That's what this energy is all about.
That's it.
I'm not stopping. You think I'm stopping? No. You are joking, brother.
Again, to our listeners, if you haven't gone to an event that he speaks at, trust me, the guy ain't slowing down.
I'm not slowing down.
There's a lot of power. There's a lot of energy. And that's what we're talking about. It's like it all has to start somewhere.
Yes, I went to an event. When I finished speaking, one lady came to me and said, oh my God, your energy is something. When are you stopping to speak? Oh, the way you are going, oh my God. I said, madam, the day I stop to speak is the day you put me in a casket, give me a pen and paper, give me a computer and give me a microphone. I can't write. I can't speak. That's the day I stop doing what I'm doing. I'm not stopping. Even at the age of 102, as long as I have this physical body, no matter even if I'm crawling, I'm going to still be radiating some positive energy.
Well, let's think about this for a second. When you and I talked down there at the event and I asked you more about your purpose and where you were going and what your goals were, and I believe you can correct me on this, but I'm only remembering this thanks to, again, guys, if you actually watch the YouTube feed,
yes,
he surrounds himself by very powerful people. He's got a lot of photographs and selfies on the wall behind him. This guy is like a guru when it comes to famous, inspiring people's selfies. But my point is, you mentioned that if you could create the perfect merger or hybrid of the powerful Nelson Mandela and somebody like, I believe you said, Oprah Winfrey.
Winfrey, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
And MLK. If you can combine Barack Obama, those two or three people, like that is something that you would love to build yourself to that level to be and have that kind of powerful legacy left behind.
Yes.
And that's what you're just talking about right now, guys. Like, we have a choice in life. We can start putting in positive steps, taking action, building that energy, and you could leave a positive, inspiring, motivated energy in your wake behind you as you bounce down the road or bounce through the gym. It's like, that's that legacy you're leaving behind. So what are we doing with our lives? What is the legacy that we're building?
You don't have to be Dr. Martin Luther King to leave a legacy. You don't have to be a Barack Obama to leave a legacy. If you're a lady, you don't have to be an Oprah Winfrey to leave a legacy. You don't have to be Rosa Parks to leave a legacy. You don't have to be a Margaret Mead to leave a legacy. You don't have to be a Helen Keller to leave a legacy. You have to be you to leave a legacy, Scott. It's an amazing feeling to be a human being.
Yes.
It's an amazing feeling to be a human being.
And we all give off this own. That amazing human, powerful energy in a different way. Like you and I feed off of each other. It's crazy.
Yes.
But you have the Azuka Zook energy And I'm the Live the Fuel, Scott Mulvaney energy.
You got it, brother. Yeah. I'm excited, man.
And that's it. Like, I'm not trying to have your energy. You're not trying to have my energy. We're just trying to amplify.
You can't have my energy. If you try to have my energy, it's not going to work.
Yep.
If I try to have your energy, it's not going to work. Nope. That's why when I speak, I tell people, be unique. Be unique. As long as what you are doing is not offending anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Because people feel offended by different things when you start going to the negativity. Once you keep it positive and you are bringing something to humanity, be unique. There is power with uniqueness.
Well, and I think for many, many people these days, it's scary to be unique. They feel that they have to emulate or replicate what other people that are, air quotes, more successful than they are.
Yes.
And what we're talking about here is it's okay to follow those successful people and those supposedly motivational, inspiring people, but just make sure that with the inspirational content that they may be posting or videoing or getting out there, there is actual action, as Max has told us, is being taken. It's not just fluff. Let's make sure there's real energy there. So if they're not going to follow somebody like Martin Luther King, or maybe Azuka Zook, or maybe Scott Mulvaney, whoever you guys choose to follow, make sure it's real, make sure it's powerful, and make sure it's positive.
Yeah.
We have a choice of who we're surrounding ourselves with.
This is true. Yeah, I tell people, for me as a person, my role models are Dr. Martin Luther King. I talk about him each time I speak. I must give him that honor. Honor is great to be given to someone who deserves it. He paved the way for me to hear. I model Barack Obama. I copy, I'm not trying to copy, I listen to Dr. Martin Luther King's videos, I listen to Nelson Mandela, all of them on my walls here, Winnie Mandela, Nelson Mandela's ex-wife is there, you know, all of them, all these powerful people. I have my picture there on the wall, behind me is my wall of fame, it's growing every day, you're going to see Michael Jackson very soon here. I look at all these positive, all these powerful people who have contributed immensely to humanity. I surround myself with their energy. So when I wake up in the morning and look at Dr. Martin Luther King pointing his finger behind the microphone, saying something, it reminds me that I got to live my own power, the unique Azuka way. Yeah.
Well said, sir. Well said. Yeah. So when you're out there, man, and you're spreading your message, and I'm just going to respect our time here because I'm going to have to bring you back on. We're going to have to do another episode.
I'm ready.
And just keep spreading that energy for you and
ready.
For our listeners. So
I am ready.
But to respect our time for our listeners today, I do want to start bringing our show today towards a close. But and this is something I know you're going to do very, very well with. Every one of my co-hosts, I want to have you guys leave behind that final word of the show, that powerful message, that the bigger picture of really what Azuka Zook is trying to leave to the world, everything we're talking about right now, because you probably will have another book or two books or three books, and you're going to keep increasing your speaking. You're going to keep increasing the schools that you're trying to talk to, the children you're influencing. But is there a high level message that is over top of all this for you right now that you'd like to leave behind for our audience?
If our audience, wherever you are, whether you're in Japan, in Canada, in India, I love the internet. It's a global phenomenal stuff that we have. It's a blessing. So you can reach us from anywhere. We can reach you from anywhere. My message is this. Whatever you are doing in this life, you have only one life to live. Just one. If you die today, it's done. So live life with passion and enthusiasm as if you are dying right now. Life is moving faster than it was moving earlier before this century. In the sense that there's so much advancements in technological, airplanes, computers, internet, the whole world is in our hands now. There's no reason not to do well. There's no reason not to be an inspiration to yourself, to humanity. Live life with passion. Get excited every single minute of your life. Set goals. If you look at the world economy now, it's kind of shaky. The reason most people are not happy because they are not setting goals. If you set goals and you look towards those goals on a daily basis, you're going to be happy. And all you need have to do is to max or increase that level of happiness so that you live life to the greatest excitement ever possible. Life is happening now. I'm not going to tell you work hard, be good, develop positivity, exercise, but live life with excitement. Lastly, believe in yourself. If you believe in yourself, know who you are, you're going to have a ball in this life. I'm having the greatest time of my life.
We all are. Yes. That was powerful, man. Well, yes. And hang tight. I want to give you a proper goodbye here. I want to close this out, and we'll close out on the video because we always have a little extra content on there anyway. So again, guys, for today's podcast, that was Azuka Zook, your latest powerful co-host here for Live the Fuel. And again, guys, go to his site, azukazook.com. It's Z-U-K-E, his last name. His first name is A-Z-U-K-A. So azukazook.com. Check out the book, The Power to Excel. And guys, he said it best. Live life with purpose. Yes. You have a choice. Live life with excitement. Live life with purpose. Believe in yourself. It's his words, not mine. All right? So again, guys, that's another Live the Fuel episode. We're here to keep teaching you how to live the fired up epic life. So hang tight. We'll talk to you guys again soon. Till the next episode. Later. Hey there, Live the Fuel fans. Quick commercial break. Before we close out the episode, just wanted to give you some extra tips and tricks before we send you on your way. So again, thank you again for listening to the Live the Fuel show. I hope you got a lot out of this recent episode. More importantly, please subscribe to the show if you haven't subscribed yet. Stay in touch. Get me some feedback. Submit a review on iTunes or Stitcher and get us the voice of you, the listener, so we can build this content back into the show and make sure that I'm actually taking you, the listener, into this design and future as Live the Fuel grows. So again, subscribe, submit a review, stay in touch. Heck, on that point, go visit livethefueltank.com. Livethefueltank.com. That will take you to the link to our private Facebook group community where you can join and I can stay more in touch with you going forward outside of the podcast world. All right, last quick little piece here for you guys, some extra value. One, go to livethefuel.com main page. You'll see on there we have our free resources guide. If you are looking for free content and not having to pay for it, consider getting on my email list. You click on the button, send me my copy, get your Super Sevens resources guide. There's over 21 of my favorite online resources that I built into this little electronic guide for you guys. There's no cost. It'll just be emailed to you just by hopping on my email. Again, just thank you for listening. I want to give you some value. Second piece of my little extra nuggets of knowledge, if you want to call it this, is go to the resources section on the site. In there, I have three columns, health, business, lifestyle. And two, right off the bat, that I want to make sure you guys are taking advantage of is number one, eatpillynuts.com. And number two, villacapelli.com. Their logos are on the site. You got a big bowl of nuts there. And you got a cool big V, Power V logo. Both of those, if you use the discount code FUEL, F-U-E-L, you will get 10% off at checkout. So take advantage of that, please, and thank you. And more importantly, there's other companies linked on there. My nutritional and health alignment with Isagenix since 2010. The Pure Vitamin Club company for their kick-ass magnesium B12 and an awesome multi-cap. There's some additional business resources on there. Number one, Singularis IT. I go mountain biking and road cycling with the founder. This is a legitimate IT company. I don't care where you are in the world, you can use their services. We're talking about serious white glove level services. I've moved all of my IT solutions over to them, and I outsource them regularly for any future and onboarding clients down the road. And lastly, but not leastly, David Studio. If you have no clue who this guy is, guess what? He is my new audio engineer. This is the guy I've been having making it happen behind the scenes. I found him through the Fiverr world. So if you search for David, D-A-V-I-D, Studio on Fiverr, you can track this guy down. But guess what? He's also on the Upwork platform. He's on the People Per Hour platform. You can search for him through his real name. I've never literally physically met this guy or talked to him in person. We have been just met through the online world. But if you search for E-M-I-N, that's I believe pronounced Emin, and Fikic, which is F as in Frank, I-K-I-C, you can search for him in Upwork, People Per Hour. Oh, more importantly, just go to Fiverr like I did. But if you are a podcaster or somebody just looking to get quality audio engineering, this is your guy. So again, guys, I'll let you get back to your day. Thanks again for listening to Live the Fuel. We'll talk to you guys again soon.
Thank you for listening to Live the Fuel. Visit us at livethefuel.com. Stay connected on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and more at Live the Fuel. Live the fired up epic life. Hashtag Live the Fuel.